Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our Racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Developed by Horsemen, HorseBills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at HorseBills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Santa Anita. Live Thoroughbred racing is back at iconic Santa Anita Park. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By today's Racing Digest, a handicapping lesson in every issue. And by the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in San Diego. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm Bob Ike. I'll bring in co-host John Lindo in just 1 minute. We've got a very busy show lined up today, not only racing at Santa Anita, but all around the country and internationally. The Dubai racing is going on right now with their World Cup card. So Santa Anita Day kicks off at 1 o'clock, a 9-race card. The feature goes early, race 3. That's the Wilshire Stakes. We've got coverage today from Gulfstream Park for their Florida Derby Day card. 14 races on tap there. Ditto for Oaklawn, 14 races on their Arkansas Derby card. We are underway at Dubai. The World Cup race with Forever Young will go about 9:45 Pacific time. Also have some coverage today from Aqueduct. John Lindo, good morning. This is what we call a sensory overload Saturday.
Yes, it is. It's not only racing nationally, internationally, a lot of stuff happening off the track as well. So let's get to it.
Yeah, we got a lot to cover today, John. Let's go ahead and get a little recap on what we've seen so far in Dubai.
Well, as far as implications for the United States folks, first of all, the UAE Derby was run earlier this morning, our time. The winner was the Japanese horse, Wonder Dean, coming off a fourth-place effort in the Saudi Derby. He wins the UAE Derby. He gets points for the Kentucky Derby. And the post-race interviews, the trainer said the connections will point to the Kentucky Derby. So there is one starting gate. As long as the horse stays sound and everything goes well, Wonder Dean from Japan has qualified for the Kentucky Derby. As far as the Americans go, the Godolphin Mile was won by Banishing, who was based in the U.S. for quite a while, was sold in 2024. I think the sales price was about $80,000. He ended up winning the million-dollar Charlestown Classic, and he wins the Godolphin Mile today for trainer David Jacobson. He was eighth behind Forever Young in the Saudi Cup in his previous start, wins the Godolphin Mile at Maidan City. The Alquaz Sprint, the winner of the Turf Sprint over at Riyadh was Reef Runner. He ran fourth tonight there. The winner was Native Reproach. 60-1 winner in his previous start down there at Maidan City, wins tonight again at 30-1. So he's been a money machine for his connections. And the Golden Shaheen saw the return of the Breeders' Cup Sprint winner Ben Tornado. He was second tonight. The winner was Dark Saffron, who repeated as the Golden Shaheen winner, paid $24.40 there. So a repeat win in the Golden Shaheen. Ben Tornado, a very good effort after kind of getting stuck behind horses. He ran well for second. He will be back in the U.S. for his next start. And the last race that they ran so far at Dubai, the Dubai Turf, the very good turf horse Ombudsman wins at 2-5. And he is any kind of horse for his connection with the Godolphin Group, and he really looked good winning tonight. So that's it so far. We have the Shima Classic coming up on the grass, and then you mentioned Forever Young, the headliner in the Dubai World Cup.
Shima Classic, John, is only about 4 minutes away. Forever Young, this was one of his rare defeats last year running in Dubai. He finished third in this race. He's 11-for-14 lifetime. But I think he was a little sapped last year after that grueling win at Saudi. But he is also coming off the race at Saudi this year where he beat Bob Baffert's Nisos. Will he be sapped again, John, or do you think this year was a less taxing race on him?
Oh, I think this was a lot different race this year. Romantic Warrior went by him, and he had to re-rally last year to win. And I think it emptied both of those horses out. They both kind of regressed after that race. Now they're both coming back to form, and what a hat trick this would be. How about, you know, not the Pacific Classic, the Breeders' Cup Classic at Del Mar. Then you go to the Saudi and win the Saudi Cup for $20 million. And this race tonight, $12 million. And he already has $29 million in earnings. Forever Young would be the richest horse ever if he wins tonight.
All right, John, thank you for that recap. Now let's get in a little bit of news of the week and some handicapping followed up by that. And we do have a lot of news to cover throughout the show. But one update, John, on the Heiss Churchill Downs impasse. We predicted last week this would be settled before Derby and all the simulcast implications. So, John, I would ask you to give us a lot of detail on this, but unfortunately there really isn't much detail that was given.
That's the detail. The deadline was this past Thursday, the 26th. On Tuesday, CDI, Churchill Downs Incorporated, and Heiss reached an agreement to settle the outstanding dues that are for both all the CDI tracks. But unfortunately, when they announced that there was an agreement, all the details of the agreement were not available. In this world of transparency and openness, neither side is saying a word about what it was. And if I'm one of the other tracks around the nation and I'm paying retail and the prices, I want to know if CDI did too, if they got a discount.
Yeah, exactly, John. Some really bad news and sad news for racing yesterday. It was announced that FanDuel TV will be phased out over the next couple years. A number of employees will be terminated here following the Triple Crown and then going throughout the year. Really sad, John. I mean, TVG started and it was sort of our network, our MLB, for horse racing. I've become friends with a lot of the hosts and also a lot of the behind-the-scenes people over there. feel really bad for, you know, on a human element, John, just people that are going to be losing their jobs. They're going to have to scramble. They may need to relocate. And let's face it, John, this is an industry that is not exactly expanding right now. Jobs are very hard to come by.
Yeah, another gut punch to the industry. Back in 1999, I was pleasantly surprised and very happy to see a cable network channel dedicated to live horse racing, and that was TVG. And they've done a lot of work through the years. Now, there are some things I didn't like, but for the most part, I really appreciated the fact that we could see live racing from around the nation and around the world, and they were covering it from an enthusiast standpoint and trying to build the business. And I, you know, you watch the handle on the races they cover, the handle goes up, so they were driving handle for the industry. It's been a positive thing, but the announcement yesterday, you know, there are contracts that they have to live up to this year, including with Del Mar, with Keeneland, with the Breeders' Cup. So they will have their staff and their usual talent folks at those different events. But come after after June, after the Triple Crown Series, they're going to lay off about 60% of their group. They will still cover the tracks that they have to cover, but you're going to hear a lot, I think, of the canned music in between now and just the live simulcast feeds that come from the racetrack. And there are a lot of good people there, Bob. Like you say, we got to know a lot of these folks, a lot of young folks with families, and they're going to have to make some difficult decisions. And I wish everybody there the best. And, you know, one thing to remember, in this day and age with cell phones and everything else, you can watch races pretty much anywhere you want, anytime you want. But for the folks who are new to the game, they're not going to have, you know, advanced deposit wagering accounts. They're not going to have all the access or know about the access that the people that are regular customers already do. So one way to grow the business was to have a channel, a cable channel, showing live racing, showing how it can be fun, teaching them maybe how to think and the whole handicapping process, and maybe develop them into regular customers. So who's going to take that responsibility now? And that's now we're going to find out again what the leadership of this industry is going to do about this, and I'm really interested to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, well said, John, and just thoughts go out to all those people that, you know, are going to lose jobs over the next couple of years. Just a really sad situation. Well, John, let's transition now to some handicapping. Let's talk also about the work you did today, because you were extremely busy on the Lindo report. Not only did you do Santa Anita and Gulfstream, you also did the pick six races from Arkansas. So you put out basically three sheets at the Lindo report, available always at the South Point. And let's talk about getting some people up there. We are in the midst of March Madness. It'll be Final Four weekend next week. So how about a word from the South Point, and then let's get your radio selection.
Well, the Final Four is next weekend. Baseball is now underway. And by the way, Bob, I want to say this while I can. The Los Angeles Angels have the best record in baseball. So
there you go. 2-0. We're Angels Radio. Let's go.
Exactly. Angels Radio, AM 830. The 2-0 Angels go again tonight against Houston. But if you want to get out there to play the baseball or the March Madness in the Final Four, call Steve Johnson, 866-780-7223. Ask how you can get your room out there at the Thoroughbred LA Horse Player Rate. And for my radio play, out of the three tracks I did, that card at Gulfstream is interesting. I'm going to go to race five at Gulfstream. Number two, Jimmy's Dailies, I think is better around one turn. He cuts back to one turn today, gets off the turf, drops out of stakes, so he gets Lasix back. I think this is what he wants to do, and he catches a field that I think he's got a class edge over. 3-1 on the morning line, race number five at Gulfstream Park, number two, Jimmy's Dailies. And, Bob, I know you did your work, and where did you want to go for a play? You have your sheet out today for Santa Anita. I know you gave out a basketball winner last week in Michigan State. You said you didn't like the matchups today, so we're going to skip that, but let's get a horse from you.
Yeah, thankfully I did give out that Michigan State, because my horse pick last week, Watsonville, was embarrassingly bad, John. So let's try to snap back today. I'm going to go to the eighth race. And by the way, my best plays on my sheet were races 7, 8, and 9. I put in $144 on the late pick five. And one of the races I'm going to key around is the eighth race. Normally not a race I would really be too enthused about. Maiden 20 cowbreds in here. But I do think number 7, Actoon Baby, and that's not the U2 album, but it's the horse. Actoon Baby is going to run much better in this spot for trainer Tim Yakteen. Comes back with Lasix, comes back a gelding on the class drop. Obviously something went amiss, has been away since June. It looks like the work tab's pretty solid, and I like the outside draw. So 8th race, number 7, Actoon Baby at 7-2 will be my radio play. John, let's go ahead and take our first time out. When we come back, Bob Mazursky, Bruce Finkelstein. We've got a full show today. Lots of news to report as well as the handicapping. You are listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, come out today to Santa Anita for some great racing. We have 9 races with our first post at 1 p.m. The best way to bet those 9 races is with our wagering menu that helps you make money with our low takeout bets. Terrific low wagers today include 2 pick 4s, 2 pick 5s, a $3 late pick 3, the ever popular Coast to Coast pick 5, and the $5 late daddy double. And of course, tremendous racing is right around the corner as we present the Santa Anita Derby on April 4th. That is Easter weekend, and we have a plethora of events surrounding that big day, like the Front Runner Buffet, a barbecue in the Loge box seats, a 5K run, a beer festival, a spring carnival, and so much more. You can get all the details, and you can purchase advance tickets over at santaanita.com. My best bet today comes in race number 9. I love number 9, Jimmy Wingfield. He is impeccably bred and has some scintillating works leading up to his debut. End the day with a winner. Santa Anita, it's your best bet for world-class entertainment and racing on Easter weekend.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and shoot for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, Farm Owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new addition to the 2026 breeding season, Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Almond Joy. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980. That's 510-928-4980. And start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Bob Mazursky. How about a word of our cowbred of the week?
Our cowbred of the week is Flyover, winner of Sunday's $100,000 Sensational Star Stakes, my favorite name stakes at Santa Anita. Flyover is Bayam, who stands at Legacy Ranch for the very first time this year. Out of the NXS Mare, First Class Flyer, was bred by Old English Rancho, is owned by Integrity Thoroughbred Racing, ITR LLC, the Elwood Johnson Trust, and Tavalda, and is trained by John Sadler. He now has 5 wins from 10 lifetime starts, earnings nearly $240,000. Good win last week by Flyover in the Sensational Star.
And he turned the tables on Mana Rose. That's not an easy thing to do. So congratulations to Flyover and his connections. John, just a result there. We saw the Shima Classic going as we went to break. Give us a report on that.
Callan Dagan, who won the Tokyo Cup in his last start and had beat the winner earlier on the card. Dubai Turf. Anyway,
Ombudsman.
Ombudsman, thank you very much. And Callan Dagan came back off the layoff and looked very good running down the lane to win the Shima Classic at Dubai. And two very good turf horses, Ombudsman, Callan Dagan. And on now to the Dubai World Cup.
Let's bring in Bob Mazursky from today's RacingDigest.com. Good morning, Bob.
How are you?
Doing good, Bob. I sent you a video taken by one of my all-time favorite riders, Patrick Valenzuela. We were over there for spring training in Arizona about 3 weeks ago, and who is the first guy I run into but P-Val, kind of shocked, didn't know he was there, didn't know he was about to get his license to start riding again, but he was there, the usual P-Val, 63 years old, full of energy, kind of petitioning myself and Kurt Hoover to, you know, get him into the Hall of Fame where he belongs. So, Bob, nothing's changed with P-Val. He's just an older version.
No, absolutely. Did he call you bro?
There was a lot of bro, and the big news is he got relicensed, and he's going to be on 3 mounts at Turf Paradise on Monday.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how he looks on the horse on Monday. We'll see how he rides. We'll see if it's the same P-Val, he won't be the same P-Val, obviously. None of us are as we get older, but it'll be interesting to see how he does, and, let's hope that things go well for him.
Yeah, definitely. And Bob, on the jockey front as well, Julian Leperoux named the 2026 George Wolfe Award winner, and that's always prestigious for jockeys because this is a vote among their peers, and they always seem to be very, very humbled when they receive this award.
Oh, absolutely. When people that do the same thing you do vote for you for an award like that, obviously it's a huge honor, and you're right. Everybody's always humbled by it and always very gracious and grateful that they were honored. You know, he's been a very good rider for a long time. He's one of only 4 jockeys to win both the Eclipse as an apprentice and as a journeyman. So, you know, he's had a very storied career riding now in Kentucky on a regular basis. And, of course, he has the Southern California connection, being married to the late Mike Mitchell's daughter, Shay, and has 2 sons with her. So, yeah, congratulations to him.
John Lindo, why don't you jump in and get a radio play from Bob?
Well, Bob Mazursky, before I get your radio play, I just want to make one warning to the jockey colony over Turf Paradise. Don't try and come up the rail inside of Pat Valenzuela. It won't work well for you.
So, no, it will.
You've been warned. Well, Bob Mazursky, let's get a play from you at Santa Anita. Again, the 9 race card that kicks off today at 1 o'clock.
I'm going to go to the final race of the day. I like number 6, Curlin Command, 2nd off the bench. I think he'll improve off that race. Maybe turn the tables on Big Bill, who beat him last time. Juan Galvin and Juan Hernandez has done well riding for Brendan Galvin over the last year or so. So I'm going to go to number 6, Curlin Command, in the final race of the day.
One more thing, guys, just on the P-Val topic. When we're over there, we were watching a bunch of YouTube races of all the rides, and, of course, the Sunday Silence Easy Goer. Talk about trying to come up the rail. He did not make it easy on Pat Day down there, did he?
No, absolutely not. And he did that to a lot of other people over the years. And, he had some incidents in the jock's room because of it. And I'll leave it at that.
Bob, thank you.
He wasn't waiting to happen in every race.
Yeah, exactly. And, boy, could he come out of the gate like nobody I've ever seen. Bob, let's get your pick home. 9th race today, Curlin Command. Good luck. And we will talk to you again next week.
Sounds good, guys. Take care and have a good day today.
All right, that was Bob Mazursky, and again, his selection's available at todaysracingdigest.com. Let's go to Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
Doing well. Looking forward to a great day of racing, obviously, from all over the world. Bruce, some sad news also we received this week on the passing of jockey Francisco Paco Mena, who I remember him quite well when I was first getting interested in the races in the 70s. Paco was a mainstay. In fact, he was kind of the king of the bull ring the first time around, a half-mile bull ring at Pomona at that time. He won 4 riding titles at Pomona in the late 70s and early 80s. So he was a guy who had a good career. He was the regular rider of Kelly's Pop, who was a really popular horse around 1975. Tell us what you remember about Paco.
You know, I remember getting involved in horse racing about the mid-70s, and he was a top, I'll tell you one thing, the competition level was high. He was anywhere from a top 5 to a top 10 rider. He was outstanding, I thought. And talk about the competition level, it was there at that time. He was just a good all-around rider, very good on maybe a little better on the dirt than the grass. I think he rode a horse by the name of Double Discount, if I'm not mistaken, way back.
Yes, he did.
He was a course record holder at Santa Anita. He was just he was great at Pomona. I think it was also because he stuck around to ride Pomona, and some of the other riders didn't, and he just was better than all the other riders. But he was just a rock-solid rider for a long, long time. Sorry to hear him. I haven't heard his name in a long time, and sorry to hear about that, for sure.
Yeah, he won the Grade 1 swaps on First Albert for Laz Barrera, won a couple Grade 1s on a horse named Landscaper, so definitely had a very solid career, and I remember Kelly's Pop was such a popular horse back then. John Lindo, we always get 2 picks from Bruce, so why don't you go ahead and get the first one, and I'll come back and get the second one.
Well, Bruce, you've got a lot to choose from today with those huge 14 race cards at Gulfstream Park and over at Oaklawn Park. So let's get your first play from the out-of-state.
Let's go to Gulfstream Park. I'm going to take a look. And by the way, our 2 plays, I'm going to look at a race at Santa Anita. This will be quick. If you want a quick 2 plays, these are within 10 minutes of one another, these 2 races. Let's take a look at the 11th race. This is the ungraded Army Mule Stakes at 7 furlongs. I bring that up because I think Pentathlon might be a cut below graded stakes competition, but boy, I think he's a great fit today. First off, there is a couple of very fast horses in this race, at least 2, maybe more, but you have Concrete Glory and the comebacking Macho Music. Both are very fast. I think they're going to set it up nicely for an off-the-pace win here for Pentathlon, who looked awfully good on February 15, winning an allowance race at Tampa. He raced in the middle of the pack, and he got caught very wide on the end of the turn. Really quick, he switched leads quickly, and he blew the field away, winning off by 5 lengths. I think, you know, this is just a minor step up in class for him. He should get a great setup. I think he's got the best current race coming in the right running style. 11th race, the 2 Pentathlon at 8-1 on the morning line.
And Bruce, let me just mention real quick, that is the first leg of today's Coast to Coast between Santa Anita and Gulfstream. Leg 1 is the 11th at Gulfstream, kicks off about 1:40 Pacific time. So thank you for the help there, Bruce. And come back to Santa Anita. Where do you want to go for your second play here at Santa Anita? What race, Bruce?
Let's go to the, let's go 10 minutes backwards in time. Let's go to the second race at Santa Anita. These are restricted claimers, and I know the 4-horse Pop Paul is coming up in class, but I really like what I saw. He returned to Southern California. He made his debut here in January of 25. He'd been away 8.5 months. He did try a maiden 20,000 field. He was down on the inside. He broke almost dead last. I wouldn't say he broke slowly, but he wasn't super quick for the first couple of jumps. He rushed up and actually took on the front runner Trexemo, I believe it was, and he won easily down the lane, and he looked like he was a horse that wanted more distance. But I think he's got a lot of upside to him. I really like the look of that win, and I don't think he's catching that tough a group here. He'll be a decent price. Second race of the 4, Pop Paul at 9-2 on the morning line.
And, Bruce, tell us what you have available today at the website.
If you like racing, today's one of the best days for betting. I think some great cards. We have the last 8 races of the day today at Oaklawn Park with playability ratings. Also, the full card, we call it the combo platter, full card at Santa Anita, last eight races of the day at Gulfstream Park, all stakes action with audio, and then the best bets at Santa Anita with audio, all at betonbruce.com.
Very good. Thanks, Bruce. Have a great day. We'll talk again next Saturday.
You guys take care.
Let's take our next time out. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets and Scott Shapiro. He's been a busy guy on Twitter and his expressbet.com. That's the next segment. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Fans, come out today to Santa Anita for some great racing. We have nine races with our first post at 1 p.m. The best way to bet those nine races is with our wagering menu that helps you make money with our low takeout bets. Terrific low wagers today include two pick fours, two pick fives, a $3 late pick three, the ever popular coast to coast pick five, and the $5 late daddy double. And of course, tremendous racing is right around the corner as we present the Santa Anita Derby on April 4th. That is Easter weekend, and we have a plethora of events surrounding that big day, like the Front Runner Buffet, a barbecue in the Loge box seats, a 5K run, a beer festival, a spring carnival, and so much more. You can get all the details, and you can purchase advanced tickets over at santaanita.com. My best bet today comes in race number 9. I love number 9, Jimmy Wingfield. He is impeccably bred and has some scintillating works leading up to his debut. End the day with a winner. Santa Anita, it's your best bet for world-class entertainment and racing on Easter weekend.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, before we bring in John Hardoon, how about a word from our friends at DRF?
Yeah, Daily Racing Form. You can bet with confidence when you use the new Daily Racing Form All Access Past Performances. With one of the best in-class products, you now get all three PP formats, including DRF Classic, Formulator, which I know Bob loves, and so do I, and Timeform US. You can access the most trusted information in horse racing with DRF All Access PPs. Go to DRF.com and try them out today.
Let's bring in John Hardoon from the Ragas and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing really well, John. Hey, it was announced in over the last week or so, just a real spate of retirements on the trainers front. Guys like Tom Amos, John Kimmel, Eddie Plyce, Martin Drexler, Roger Atfield. What's going on, John Hardoon?
I have no clue, but it's certainly unusual, and it was certainly strange, to tell you the truth. I mean, I understand some of these guys are getting older, but they've been doing it for 40, 30, 40, 50 years, you know, and then all of a sudden everybody at the same time to throw in the towel. It's kind of surprising. Maybe it has to do with HISA. Who knows? Obviously, training today is not like it used to be. And, you know, more and more regulations and having to deal with all the other stuff besides horse racing. It was certainly unusual, and curious to see if we're going to see some more retirements in the near future.
Yeah, definitely, John. We're going to get your first radio play from John Lindo. Just want everyone to know you gave us two of them last week, Full Effort, who won the Jeff Ruby Stakes, and then Lots of Smile at 12:22, and your that paid your ninth race at Aqueduct. So can't do much better than that, John Hardoon. So, Mr. Lindo, why don't you get the first play?
Well, I was busy putting out sheets today, but John Hardoon is always busy, and he did more tracks than I did. Santa Anita, Aqueduct, Gulfstream Park, and Oakland. And with all those mega cards, John, I don't know if you're going to play races today or take a nap, but I'm going to assume you're going to have action, even if you go get a little nap in. So let's get a first radio play from you anywhere you want to go around the country.
All right, so let's look at Aqueduct and look at the fifth race today. It's a mile on the main track. That's a one-turn mile at Aqueduct. You have one late scratch in there of the six Laughing Boy, who was 15-1 on the morning line, so it really doesn't make that much of a difference. I love the number 10 horse in there, JJ's Ranger, a five-year-old gelding from the Gregory De Prima barn. I like the draw for this horse. He's drawn outside. He draws the 10 box. He's going to be the controlling speed from out there. He's listed at 7-2 on the morning line. Number 10, JJ's Ranger, is a pick five single for me in today's fifth race out at Aqueduct.
All right. First play comes from Aqueduct. What about the second one, John?
Let's go to Gulfstream. Look at race number 12, a mile and a 16th on the turf, and this is one of their stake races. And the number four horse in here, Hang the Moon, is a six-year-old mare that some of the listeners may remember from Southern California. Used to be trained by Phil D'Amato. Anyway, Safi Joseph took over the training, and this horse ran huge last time out when coming off of a layoff. The horse is listed at 6-1 on the morning line. Rider switched today to Johnny V. Number four, Hang the Moon, wins today's 12th race out at Gulfstream Park.
All right, John, two plays from you, and tell us what's available today through the Ragas and Sheets.
JONHARDOON.com, three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Aqueduct, Gulfstream, Oakland, and Santa Anita selections.
Thank you, John. Have a good one. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
Let's bring in Scott Shapiro, usual busy guy on these big days. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How we doing?
Doing good. Saw you were up early, did some spaces, the Shappy Hour on Twitter today. So I know these kind of days kind of get your juices going, Shapper. You're a big race day kind of guy.
I certainly have become one now that I don't have the stamina to cap 4, 5, 6 days a week and gamble like I used to. You kind of told me that might happen at some point, I remember. But
I was a few years ahead of you there.
But, yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, you know, the size of the fields on these days is one of the things that's best. And then if you follow them, you get that combination, horses you know, and for the most part with big fields, and it usually leads to some of the best wagering we get.
Well, one of the races we wanted you to take a good look at today is the Arkansas Derby. Goes as the 13th at Oaklawn Park. Post time will be about 4:48 Pacific time. One scratch in there, the speedy Napoleon Solo comes out. How'd you see the race, Shepper?
Yeah, Napoleon Solo coming out, obviously, if nothing else, takes some pace out, like you said. But pace should still be honest. You got Redland Rebels, who opted for this spot on the inside. over the Gulfstream Park Florida Derby spot, which was more local. I would think he's going to be going from there. Let's take some of the speed out, though. So how much speed there is will be interesting. Litmus Test has speed coming in from, well, he raced in the Rebel. It was underwhelmed by the effort, but comes a California-based horse overall. The blinkers come off, but I would presume they'll still be prominently placed for Baffert and Francisco Arrieta. To me, you know, Silent Tactic, it makes a lot of sense to run his race. It's just his fourth race since January 3rd, though. So wondering if taking a step forward again, another step forward is in the cards for him. He kind of ran similar races in the Southwest and Rebel. I think it's Renegade's race to lose, but that's not real creative. And I don't love the price that he's likely going to be. That said, Irad Ortiz Jr., you know, opting to ride this horse instead of at Gulfstream today, and particularly specifically in the Florida Derby, says a lot. But I think Blackout Time is an interesting potential upset candidate. This is a horse that has ran three really good races to start his career. Six furlongs at Churchill, the first major maiden special weight there that got six furlongs all year. Ran a good second to a fast Amos. Two good races after that, including a second to Ted Naffy. And then in the Rebel, I don't think they tried to win the race. Brian Hernandez Jr., when was the last time he had the horse willingly three wide the whole time? I think it was a give for this horse to be ready for this race and hopefully the Kentucky Derby. I mean, and if not, they'll, you know, they'll find another way to get this horse into some bigger races. But I think Blackout Time's got some big shot to run well here with a perfect pocket trip.
John Lindo, what do you have for Schaffer?
Well, Schaffer, before I ask you for a radio play, just one thing. When you're handicapping a race, you're doing all the Triple Crown preps. In the Arkansas Derby today, the only horse that has enough points really to get in whether they win or lose, Silent Tactics has 50 points so far, or Derby qualifying points. Everybody else needs points. So basically, Silent Tactic does not need to lead, does not need to win this. Do you factor that in when you're looking at, you know, intent and who has to be there?
Not too much, John. Maybe in certain situations. In this one, probably not. I mean, you got to remember, these are grade $1 million plus races in their own right. So while they don't need to win it for the Derby, you know, do you really know that Silent Tactic is a Kentucky Derby winner? I think you probably want to try to win the Arkansas Derby as well. So, you know, I think it's a case-by-case basis, but overall I would say I do not.
Okay, very good. You look at those things and you say, well, who has to be there? And I didn't know if it factors in the handicapping process for you or not.
What do you think? What do you think?
Well, you know, I look at the Florida Derby, and you've got horses like Commandment and the Puma who both have enough points. And you have two horses on the outside point-wise looking in Nearly and, you know, Chief Wallaby. So that kind of had me leaning toward those two where they're kind of in a must-run-well situation. So, you know, you can't leave anything in the tank.
Yeah, I could see it a little more in that race, and maybe this is me being, you know, thinking I know more. But those horses to me seem a tier above the horse Silent Tactic. Maybe I'm crazy, but to me those horses, I could see a case to be made for, you know, a horse at the way top of the pack. But I think Silent Tactic, you know, I think winning the Arkansas Derby would be a pretty big achievement for that. Maybe I'm overthinking that.
No, I can't argue that one bit. Well, again, you've done the work around the country. Where do you want to go for your radio play?
Yeah, you know, I was between two races, and one of them is actually the horse that John Hardoon liked at Gulfstream. So I'm going to back it up with the race 13, which is which would be a cold double. Also, the last two of the Tropical Turf Pick 3, a very good wager, $3, 15% minimum. And I like number 6, Dash Man, in here. Barbridge is going to be the likely favorite. Corruption almost won this race last year. But I think Dashman, second off the bench for Brian Lynch, got a real good prep on a mile and 16th last time against the flow. I think he's second off the bench here. I think he's been pointing in the spot. I think Joel Rosario will fit this horse well, hopefully not have him too far out of it. So I'll try number 6, Dashman, in race 13 at Gulfstream, the Pan American Stakes.
Great job, Schaffer. Have a good one. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, you too, guys.
Hey, John, we got a minute or two before the break. I'm not sure we're going to make this timing right on the Dubai World Cup. It may go while we're in break, but, you know, we're not always reporting positive news on this show. It's the news, and you got to talk about it. But here's a couple positives. How about Samantha Siegel being awarded the TOC Chairman's Award? Couldn't go to a more deserving person. Her family has been in the racetrack ownership part of it for about five decades now, going back to her parents, Mace and Jan Siegel, JMSC Stables. So Samantha has just been a rock all these years. She breeds, she runs, she puts her money through the window, and she supports good causes. So, John, I know you concur. Congratulations to Samantha Siegel.
Right. She does a lot of things behind the scenes that people don't know about. Just ask people at Old Friends or the Eddie Gregson Foundation. So many different charities that she helps support to keep the business going as best it can. Her family has been, like you say, for 50 years. They've been a staple in California, and she still races out here. You see those blue and green silks? She got a route because there are good people behind that. Congratulations to Samantha Siegel.
Some more good news, John. The fatality rate in North America hit its lowest rate ever, 1.07 per 1,000 starts. That is a 47% drop since 2009, I should say. So the industry is definitely doing a better job there. It's safer than it's ever been. It's never going to be zero, but you can make it as good as you can, and I think racing has done that.
Well, you know, it's been a real interruption, and it's been difficult for the horsemen to adapt. Everybody's done the best they can. The results speak for themselves, and, you know, if everybody else is willing to try, but you won't hear the folks at PETA mention that, I'm sure. I think it'll go very dark. You won't hear a word about them with the horse racing industry making a positive impact.
Yeah, no doubt, John. All right, let's take our final timeout. When we come back, Toby Callett from South Florida. We've got Orlando Gutierrez from Los Alamitos this week filling in for Michael Rona. That'll be the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. They're just a couple minutes from the gate going to see here if Forever Young can pull it off and win the Dubai World Cup. Final segment coming up, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
But I wanna know for sure. Come on, hold me tight. I love you.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos are two of our biggest races for three-year-olds, the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks on Saturday, March 28th, and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby on Sunday, March 29th. Kindergarten winner Beautiful was the top qualifier to the Grade 1 Oaks. Can she win our biggest race for fillies? Meanwhile, Winter Derby winner Dudot Cartel continues to shine. He heads the El Primero Final. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick four and the traditional pick six. The total pick six pool was over 82,000 on March 8th. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard's Sports Bar. Don't miss our graded stakes finals at Los Alamitos.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio. AM
830. One of the national pastime went on trial. We're talking baseball. Klazuski, Campanella.
Welcome back. Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike, John Lindo, final segment. Toby, we're going to try to squeeze your pick in here as this race goes and bring the stretch call maybe of the Dubai World Cup. So hate to squeeze you. We want you to look at the Florida Derby, and this is part of the Coast to Coast today. Give us your thoughts. Good morning, Toby.
Well, as John Lindo pointed out, the horses that have the most to benefit by getting points in here are the two Chief Wallaby and the six Nearly. I can't go any further than those two. Go ahead and enjoy the Dubai race, and we'll talk at a later date.
Thank you, Toby. Appreciate that. John Lindo, do we want to do audio here for this race? They're loading in. Why don't you see if you can rig it up, and let's listen and see if Forever Young gets it done.
Here's the Dubai World Cup.
85 on the inside was Magnitude. He's jumped well. Forever Young's working forward. Imperial Emperor and Tumbarumba make a line of four here early as they approach the post on the first occasion. Maidan is going to box seat in fifth position, followed there by Imperial Emperor, and Hit Show is two lengths behind them, just worse than midfield. A length to Walk of Stars, a length and a half Tap Leader, and Heart of Honor is intact for now and sits in last position as they work on to the back in the Dubai World Cup. And leading the way is Magnitude. A length and a half away is Forever Young, the favourite stalking the leader. Up in third position is Tumbarumba, having to sit three wide. Maidan getting the run of the race in fourth. Three quarters of a length to Imperial Emperor. Half a length, Walk of Stars. Up on the running rail in third to last was Hit Show. Tap Leader making a mid-race move. And Heart of Honor is three lengths off second last. A lot closer than he usually is. The Pacifiers could be doing something as they work down the back. And they head past midway. 1,000 to go in the Dubai World Cup. And it's Magnitude for Jose Ortiz. A length and three quarters to Forever Young. Maidan up to third position. Tumbarumba's going to have to do it the tradesman's way in fourth. Imperial Emperor fifth. Heat Show six on the running rail. A length to Walk of Stars. Half a length Tap Leader, who's now feeling the pinch here as they head down the side. Heart of Honor is last. Magnitude looking to make all here in the Dubai World Cup. A length and a half to Forever Young, who's being worked upon here by Ryuze Sake. Tumbarumba stays intact. Maidan works up the inner. Then came Hit Show from Imperial Emperor. Leading the way, Magnitude into the straight. Magnitude's got a length and a half on Forever Young. Maidan still makes chase. Magnitude kicking away. Magnitude three lengths to Forever Young, who's running out of time. Magnitude to Forever Young. Magnitude two and a half to Forever Young. Imperial Emperor, Maidan running on. Magnitude meets the post. Here comes Forever Young, but it is USA in Dubai.
Thank you, John. Upset there, Magnitude, and Forever Young just could not get to him. I'm not sure that he loves this Dubai track quite as much, John, or maybe it's the two races back-to-back in the Mideast. Didn't run poorly, but he was just second best today.
Well, we've seen Magnitude be spectacular when he can get an easy lead, and that's what he got tonight in Maidan City. I didn't know if he was good enough to beat a horse like Forever Young, but he did it on the square. So congratulations to Steve Asmussen and to Jose Ortiz out there in Maidan City picking up a $12 million purse in the Dubai World Cup.
Held on by about a length at the finish, and Forever Young was well clear of third. Let's bring in Orlando Gutierrez. And, John, thanks for that. That was perfect timing. Orlando, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you?
Doing good. You're filling in for Michael Rona today, so appreciate having you on. We usually hear you on Mike's show on Sunday. Some news that came out about a gentleman trainer named Bob Gilbert who passed away at the age of 81. Tell us about him, Orlando.
Yeah, just a gifted trainer, a gentleman of a cowboy. He was around on Los Alamitos when I first started working there. And he had the biggest of barns, but every horse was a quality performer. He had so many graded stakes winners when I was there. Uncas, Love a Secret for Spencer Childers. He had a terrific horse by the name of Bono Jazz that won many big races at Los Alamitos. And he went on to sire Via Bono, who was one of the best horses that I can remember seeing, a world champion as well. Bob Gilbert was just a tremendous, tremendous trainer. He had so many stakes winners. I think it was 29 graded Grade One winners over the course of his career. Jamie Jay won the Kansas Futurity, one of his first brilliant horses. He was definitely someone that that a lot of people looked up to, and just a tremendous trainer. We're going to miss him.
Thanks for that, Orlando. Tonight you've got the Grade One Los Al Oaks. Tell us about it. Who's the horse to beat in there?
Well, it's a very interesting race. This race has tremendous quality over the years, has produced a world champion in Asher, produced the PCQHRA Horse of the Year, Chicken Going On last year, and there's a tremendous group of fillies once again. From the rail, Beautiful is the fastest qualifier at 5-2, and she seems to draw the rail in all her important races, won the Kindergarten Futurity from this spot last year, running the $2 million, also from post number one. So breaking from the rail won't bother her, but the one that's coming in super red hot is the number 8 horse, Rust Pickle Knockout. Super impressive in her trial win, won by a length in her first out here at Los Alamitos. Edwin Escobedo has formed a terrific team with this Eddie Willis trainee, and she comes out of a similar race, similar schedule as Shaking Going On last year when she won the Los Alamitos Oaks. So the 8 Rust Pickle Knockout seems to be the horse on the right. Can't forget about Beautiful from the rail. Shiny New also has been in terrific form, ran third in the Edberg Million last year. Very lightly raced there for trainer Valentin Zamudio. She's going to break from post number 2. Those look like the 3 main players, without a doubt, in this Grade One race, which, by the way, is the richest race for fillies or mares that we have here at Los Alamitos. 400-yard event, race number 8, the Oaks, Los Alamitos Oaks tonight.
John Lindo, what do you have for Orlando?
Orlando, it was great seeing you at the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. We got a 6:10 post time tonight, and we always get a play from Michael Rona, so we're tapping on you. Let's get a winner tonight under the lights at Los Al.
Thank you. Yeah, that was a great event. I was very happy to be there and say hello to so many outstanding California horse players. Hope to see them here at Los Al later in June for our first NHC qualifier. I'm going to go to race number 3. It's one of our 5 juvenile races. All these horses are being pointed to the Kindergarten Futurity Trials. I'll go with the 6, El Huracano V, 5-2 on the morning line. Tremendous green line. The mother qualified to the All-American Derby, and she's produced a Ridoso Derby winner as well. So I'll go with the 6, El Huracano V, hoping that the distance is not too short for him. He's definitely bred to go longer. I'll go with the 6, El Huracano V, in race 3.
Thank you, Orlando, and we'll hear you again with Mike tomorrow.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, that was Orlando Gutierrez and John Lindo. Just a reminder today, first post at Santa Anita, 1 o'clock. Don't forget all those low takeout bets, the turf pick three, late pick three, late daily double. Next week, the Santa Anita Derby, the Bluegrass, and the Wood Memorial. Thank you, John Lindo. Thank you to Elliot and Christian inside. Mike Wilman's here from 8 to 10 tomorrow. Stay tuned. Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show. Cash some tickets today. Good luck, and we will talk to you again next Saturday.